Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. The life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we come before you to hear from your word, as we sit under your word and as we seek your wisdom to speak into our lives, Lord, we pray that your Spirit would speak to each one of us this morning, that you would tame our rebellious hearts, that you would help us to trust in your sovereignty, in your loving care for those who trust in you. And I pray that you would guide my words now, Lord, that they would not be mine but yours, and that they would bring you glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, a few weeks ago, I put a bull bar on one of our cars, and well, of course, that was to protect against the potential of running into a kangaroo while we're driving at night time. And as I fitted this bull bar to the car, I went out and I got the biggest, brightest driving lights I could get my hands on. And I have to admit that I didn't really believe the manufacturer's claim that they would be as bright as they said they would be. When I switched them on for the first time, I found they were even brighter than I ever thought was possible. Up until I put those driving lights on the car, I really thought that the lights on our other car were okay. But now every time I drive it, it feels like, well, the headlights aren't much more than candles. I find myself wishing that I could see just a bit further than its lights can shine. And why do I feel like that? Well, it's because I want to gain as much control as I can while I'm driving along in the dark. If I can see something coming up in front of me, then I can adjust the way I'm driving to be able to compensate. If I can see the hazard on the road, then if I can't see it, I have no way of being able to deal with it. But if I've got an idea that it's there, then I can slow down or I can gently swerve. And so I want the lights on my car to be as bright as they possibly could be, so that I can feel in control while I'm driving down the road at night time. And even though I know that usually the kangaroo you hit is the one that you don't see. We all like that feeling of being in control, don't we? No one enjoys being helpless, and so we put things in place, like my driving lights, things that make us feel in control. Throughout my time at Bible college, Whenever I had an assignment, a due date that was set, I would mentally set my own due date about a week before I was due. And I used to do that so that I could feel in control. I knew that if anything went wrong, if I got sick or if something happened that was outside of my control, well, something that I hadn't foreseen, well, I was still able to hold on to that feeling that I was in control of my circumstances. But the truth is, no matter how hard we try, we aren't. To hold on to that feeling of being in control, we aren't. No matter how much we want to try and convince ourselves that our circumstances depend on our good management, on our time and on our resources, our money, or our energy, no matter how powerful our driving lights are, we can't see even 1 minute into the future. And so this feeling of control that we all crave is nothing more than an illusion. In this morning's passage, Jesus is encouraging believers to surrender these feelings of wanting to be in control, to surrender our plans, our goals, and all the sorts of things that we want to achieve, all the things that make us feel in control, and to instead trust in the one who is actually in control. As this morning's passage begins, Jesus has just told the parable of the rich fool, the farmer who trusted in the wealth that God had blessed him with, rather than God himself, and whose life was demanded from him that very night, as God, the judge of heaven and earth, declared him to be a fool. And as Jesus summed up those verses, he says in verse 21, "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich towards God. They will be declared a fool by the judge of heaven and earth." And so it's on this foundation that this morning's verses are told. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes." When we worry, it's because we don't feel in control. When the illusion of being in control that we all crave has slipped away from us, all we are left with is anxiety and stress. But it is in those moments that we realize that we cannot control our circumstances. As an experienced and quite accomplished warrior, I can tell you that worry debilitates us. It paralyzes us. It disables us. As we're taken captive by our fears rather than resting in the freedom that Christ achieved through his death and resurrection. What Jesus is saying in these verses is that worrying is the opposite to having faith in God's ability to provide. See, faith requires us to trust in God's promises, trust that we can't always see until he's fulfilled them. It requires us to trust in God's provisions. Worry, on the other hand, makes us feel helpless, because it reminds us that we are not in control. Jesus says, "Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storerooms or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds." The ravens are among the birds that were considered unclean by the Jews. According to Leviticus 11, they were considered detestable among birds. And yet Jesus says, they don't go around worrying about their superannuation. They don't go worrying about gaining their financial freedom. They don't go making plans to try and keep the feeling of being in control. because God provides even for these unclean and insignificant birds. So how much more valuable are those who trust in Christ Jesus? We are infinitely more valuable to God than these birds. So valuable, in fact, that God was willing to pay the price of his one and only Son. Jesus goes on in verse 27. Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? We live in a part of the world which has incredible extremes, don't we? We live in a land where we've all seen the incredibly green countryside in the springtime and the flowers of the field springing up all over the place. And we've also experienced the incredible dust storms as the wind takes the topsoil off the ground because it's completely bare. The flowers of the field are here for nothing more than a season. And yet God invests in them an incredible, intricate beauty. If this is how he clothes the flowers of the field, how much more will he care for those who trust in him? He clothes the flowers of the field with incredible beauty for just a season. How much more has he provided for those whom he has clothed with Christ's righteousness through his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of their sins? As much as we would like to think we are not in control of our circumstances. And so when things in our lives come up that are outside of our control, there are only two choices that we can make. We can try and hold on to the illusion that we are in control, which will only lead us to worry and anxiety and despair. Or we can place our faith in the one who is actually in control, the one who will provide for all of our needs. In verses 29 to 31, Jesus says, "And do not set your heart on what you'll eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows what you need, that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." The pagan world, those without faith in Jesus, those who haven't received forgiveness or do not know the hope that is in Christ Jesus. They spend their days chasing after short-term pleasures or some sort of security or comfort in the here and now. But Jesus says that God the Father knows what we need and that we shouldn't set our hearts on chasing after comfort and security in the here and now. This is not what God wants for those who trust in him. He knows all of the plans that we have made for ourselves, plans that make us feel as though we are in control. But his plan for us is infinitely better. He has set his heart on us. He has our eternal future in mind, and he doesn't want us to get lost along the way. And so Jesus is encouraging those who trust in him to seek his kingdom before all other things and to trust that our Heavenly Father will provide for all of our needs. The needs that we know are there and those that we may not even understand. This, of course, means that we have to surrender our plans to his. And it may require us to feel as though we are not in control. It Jesus says in verse 32, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." If God was pleased to make us heirs of his kingdom, then why would we doubt his desire to provide for our needs in the here and now? Because in the thing that matters most, he already has provided. He has already guaranteed the eternal security of those who trust in him through Jesus' work on the cross. That brings us to verses 33 and 34. "Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I probably don't need to say that these are incredibly challenging verses. We live in an incredibly rich country, and we are all very wealthy. Whether we want to accept that or not, by global standards, we are all very wealthy. And our comfort and our wealth logically helps us to be able to feel as though we are in control, that we are secure. So Jesus is saying, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Jesus is calling us to sacrifice our desire to feel in control. He is challenging our very Western idea of trusting in our assets, trusting in our bank accounts. He is challenging us to give up our idea of building bigger barns and to instead trust in our Heavenly Father to provide for all of our needs. Jesus is saying we only have one life here on earth to share the good news of Jesus. And so don't waste it trying to live in the here and now. Don't waste your life trying to build bigger barns, only to be declared a fool by the judge of heaven and earth on judgment day. But instead, invest in treasures that will never be taken away. Eternal treasures kept in heaven for those who trust in Jesus. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is not about the amount that we keep, nor about the amount that we give up in order to support the poor. This is about what our hearts consider to be our greatest treasure, what our hearts consider to be our greatest priority in this life. You see, many profess to know Christ and yet spend their lives trying to protect themselves from anything that can go wrong, trying to hold on to the illusion of control. But in these verses, Jesus is calling all those who trust in him to check their hearts and to surrender our desire for control, to let go of the treasures that our hearts have been holding on to, these things that make us feel safe, and to instead trust in our Heavenly Father to provide for all of our needs. This morning's passage is challenging us as followers of Jesus to let go of the illusion of control. None of us know what is around the corner. Who knows if our health will hold up? Who knows if our finances will hold up? Who knows if we will be able to deal with that next situation we find ourselves in, whatever that is? But our Heavenly Father knows. He is the one who is actually in control. He is the one who loves us and who has set his heart on us. If our Heavenly Father was willing to offer up his Son as a payment for our sins, then why should we doubt his desire to care for all of our needs? So as those who have received the incredible mercy of God through Christ Jesus, through his sacrifice in our place, through the incredible price that God paid for us, may we seek his kingdom first in our lives. May we set our hearts on him. May we let go of any desire to hoard away wealth and to trust our wealth and our assets for security. May we let go of our plans, our need for control, and trust our Heavenly Father to provide. For whatever our treasure is, whether it be comfort, whether it be wealth, or security, or Jesus, there our heart will be also. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that you would convict our hearts of the ways that we have tried to maintain a sense of control in our lives that does not rely on you. Lord, we pray that you would help us to find a sense of control that is only found by letting go of our control and trusting you, the one who is truly in control. Lord, we pray that you would help us to invest in your kingdom, to store away treasures that will not be destroyed. Help us not to waste our lives, Lord, but help us to live for your glory and for your kingdom. And we pray this in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Amen.